Got a roadways, right? People go mad. They become outrageous. They put their hand on their horn and they will not leave it. Some people would go to that extent, they would come out. For the little mistake of the other driver, they would come out and they would start, you see, hitting him. Astaghfirullah. And you would find even some of them, they're doing this. So we have no tolerance in the society. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is telling us that you should have tolerance. You should establish sabr. These are the traits, these are the qualities of akhlaq. For having good manners, alhamdulillah, the respected views of Madam Shari. We're talking about good manners of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. This beautiful hadith of Aka Kareem alayhi salatu wa salam. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala quotes Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, the person who is powerful, who possesses power, none is not that the person who knocks another person down. Right? He is not a powerful person. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he inquired that who is powerful, Sahaba Kiram asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then who is powerful? If not that person, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who controls his anger is the one who is powerful. And he is respected views of Madam Michelle. Today, we think that I've got strength, right? I've got good mates, I've got good friends, I've got, maybe I am linked with some sort of gangs. Nowadays, youth culture, so much is going on, right? People, they take lives of other people just because he said something bad to me. Let alone said something bad, Waqas bhai, he stared at me. He looked at me. Why did he look at me? Why are you looking like this to me? People, they do not have no tolerance at all. And that's how they are showing and behaving. They think that if I can go and beat other person, right, hit him, or maybe astaghfirullah, they take knives and they even kill the other person and they think that they are powerful. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is saying, no.
Our mindset is that if he's hit me once, I'm going to hit him 10 times.
Yeah.
If he's taken 10 pounds of me, what should I do to him? He says something to my dad, what should I do to him? If somebody does bad to us, we do double bad to them. This is not the teaching of Islam. So if somebody does something bad to you, forgive them, tolerate them, accept them. Be nice to them, be kind to them. So many stories of the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Heard of him were such people that who had martyred his uncle and chewed on his body parts.
Allah.
The heard of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam were people who threw an arrow at his blessed daughter Sayyidah Zainab and made her fall down and have a miscarriage. The heard of him were people who tormented the Sahaba Ikram and everyone, who abused the Prophet sallallahu alaihi
wasallam.
What does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? He's got an army of thousands. He says to the people,
this is power.
He's got the power. He says, do you know what I'm going to do to you today? That these people, they're scared. That we done these so many bad things to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to his family, to his uncle, to his daughter, to his companion. What's he going to do with us today? He says, do you know what I'm going to do to you today? Today, I forgive you all. You're all free. I'm not going to have anything against you. No recompense against you. You're all free. You're all forgiven, in other words. And we can't forgive somebody for swearing at us, saying something bad about our parents, or doing something wrong in the car, we can't forgive them. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is forgiving people who martyred his uncle and made his daughter have a miscarriage.
MashaAllah. Dear respected views of Madam Shaykh, very important point. We are talking about the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Aka alayhi salatu wa salam did not only said this to the Sahaba ikram that you should do it. Rather, when it came to express this power, right, to control the anger and not to exercise the power you possess. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam demonstrated that. On the day of Fatha Makkah, Allahu Akbar, the army, with the power Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam goes there and he forgives. The first correct charter of peace was given on that day. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam forgave. Any history you find out, you can't give the example. Allahu Ghani, dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif. This is the character of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam. And we are talking about that how beautifully he perfects the character of Sahaba al-Kiram, transform them. Rather, he shows them how to do it. But subhanAllah, his own life is full of forgiveness, full of forbearance, full of tolerance. And he shows that, subhanAllah, even when he is powerful. Even when he had power, subhanAllah, that was expressed, the characteristics. of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and is best of all, my dear respected viewers of Madani Sharif, sabse aula wa ala hamara nabi, sabse bala wa ala hamara nabi, sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa barik wa sallam.